This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want to discuss as we launch here into the third hour of the program. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
We're talking about the FBI agent, apparently, who was, according to Boing Boing, CNN, and a variety of other sources, at a Denver bar Saturday, showing off his dance moves when he did a backflip. And his gun flew out of its holster, which was in the small of his back. He then attempts to grab it quickly off of the ground. And in that grab, he triggers the gun to fire. Apparently,
that's bad.
Hitting one of the patrons in the bar in the leg. Now, we were just comparing this video. The person who was hit is going to survive. Thank goodness. Because, again, the gun was actually on the ground at the time when he goes to pick it up and then accidentally fires it.
How is this the United States federal government's fault? I would say that if I had to answer that question, they should have issued this guy a gun that had the safeties that are involved, the modern safeties that prevent this kind of thing from happening. There are safety holsters out there.
I safeties can be good or bad depending on your situation. My gun doesn't have a traditional safety. I've never shot anybody in the leg by accident either.
But you're going to be responsible if you shoot somebody. He's not. The federal government, if they're going to issue a firearm to somebody who in all likelihood is never going to use it.
We don't know that this is his issued weapon either.
We don't.
Yeah, okay. There's a lot you can blame the government for, but I mean, this is ridiculous. This is individual responsibility, Mark. And even if they'd issued him a gun with safeties on it, he didn't use them, maybe, right? Like, maybe he didn't have his safety on. In which case, how is that the government's fault?
If you have the right holster, you don't have the safety on or off. It's just how you draw the weapon out of it. It would have fallen out of his waistband in the right holster, and then it wouldn't have gone off when he picked it up.
Because he wouldn't have been able to shoot it.
That's true. If he'd had it in a proper holster. I see what you're saying there. But you were asking for guns with proper safeties or whatever. So you're talking about the holster.
That's what I'm talking about. It's a safety.
The holster itself is providing a safety. You're not talking about
safety. Well, the holster is a safety.
Safety features? Is that a better way to say it?
But a safety is, as I understand it, like a part of an actual gun.
A safety is a metal part on a gun that has to be flipped.
Additional safety features.
Uh-huh.
That's what they should be should be issuing to these guys so that this kind of thing doesn't happen that often. Look,
That's why it's newsworthy.
He's as likely to leave this gun in a public restroom as he is to shoot somebody with it, okay?
Okay.
Like, they need to take that into consideration when they're issuing weapons.
Yeah, okay. But again, it still has to do with the individual agent and their individual lack, in this case, of responsibility to where he is likely drinking in a bar.
Likely.
That
I'm not saying he's absolved of responsibility here, Ian. Did it sound like I said
that? It does reflect poorly on them, though, because this is the type of people that, and this is not just a hire whoever I can hire minimum wage job and I get what I get. They, kind of vet FBI agents. So
yeah, but they don't vet them for drinking problems. I mean, almost
this is not a drinking problem. It does kind of reflect on them that this is the kind of people that they attract. I don't know that the...
But it's not uncommon for cops to be heavy drinkers. I mean, this, if you were to cut out the drinkers from law enforcement, you'd be cutting out a whole bunch of the potential recruits.
That wouldn't surprise me, but this isn't... I mean, you could be sober and do a backflip. Like, this isn't... a problem. Had he done this exact same thing sober, probably we would have got the same result. I don't see how alcohol is really the issue here.
Because it's going to make you sloppy with a gun. I mean, it's going to much more increase the likelihood that you're going to slip your finger into the trigger guard. Again, we all agree he should have had a better holster. No doubt. But he didn't.
I'm not even saying he should have had a better holster. I'm saying if he knows he's going to be doing things like that, he should have. And I'm not even going to call it a better holster. I'm going to call it a different type of holster.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are times you might not want a triple retention holster. But if you're going to be doing backflips,
that's
don't wear it. It's gone. But yeah,
no doubt about it. But look, if your gun falls out of its, whether you're doing a backflip or not, if there's some reason why your gun falls out of its holster and falls onto the ground, you don't quick whip your hand down like this guy does in the video.
He's drunk.
Sloppily grab the gun
to where you pulled the trigger. He thought he was going to grab it before anybody saw it, is what happens.
Which is even more proof that he was drunk, right? Like, he's standing, and there's people wide berth, you know, giving him a wide berth because he's a drunk guy dancing, doing backflips. And, so that's the only thing that they saw. I mean, they saw him dancing, and they saw the gun flip out. There was no way anyone missed
that. And I'm sure that it
happening.
Made a noise, whether it's a metal gun or a polymer gun.
Well, the music was probably pounding.
The music was probably pounding
in the club.
They probably heard the gunshot.
I bet they did, because some people turned around and started to get the heck out of there at that point in the video. But look, he's obviously drinking, right? Most people don't go to a bar to dance in front of other people unless they've had a few beers in them. Am I right about that?
Yeah, pretty common.
That's probably true.
Yeah. So he fires, accidentally fires the gun into the crowd. If you're not drunk and your gun falls out of its holster, if you're, a responsible person, you gingerly pick up the gun from the ground because you don't want to shoot somebody with it, right? But he goes as quick as possible and grabs that thing and, of course, drunkenly slips his finger into the trigger guard. Because, one of the rules of a gun is, number one rule is you don't point a gun at anything you don't want to kill. And another major rule, there's a few rules, but one of the other ones is you don't put your finger into the trigger guard until you're ready to pull the trigger.
Right.
So, he's breaking some of the most basic rules of gun handling here, beyond the fact that he didn't have it in a good holster to begin with. So, this guy is just an F-up. There's no doubt about it. And you can argue that somebody should be allowed to have a gun in a bar. I don't, I think it should ultimately be up to the bar owner to make those decisions.
Yeah, I've never thought ill of a bar when there was a sign that said, you can't have a gun here.
Right. And you say that as somebody who is a gun person. You carry
a gun. Yeah, it might make me not go, but I also don't plan on getting drunk either. So
right.
It's not unreasonable to say, hey, you could get drunk here, but you can't get drunk here armed.
I've definitely been in bars with people who I'm very glad
did not have
guns.
Right.
And, because at some point with the imbibing of alcohol, if you're open long enough, someone's going to need to be asked to leave, and that person's not going to want to.
So, there's a little bit more here about this story, because this guy has not yet been identified, although the video that we're going to post on the Free Talk Live forum does show his face, so somebody could identify this person. But ultimately, he has not yet been arrested. Now, do you think that you would have been able to fire a gun and hit somebody in a club and avoid, at the very minimum, negligent discharge of a firearm charges, or even firing a gun within city limits, which you damn well know Denver's got that one on the books.
Well, no, if it was a regular person, they'd probably get whatever that state's version of aggravated battery is, or battery with a weapon, or however they define it there. No, and that's kind of where the FBI's guilt comes in, is that he's not getting arrested because they don't have evidence, or because there's some extenuating circumstances, or due to some choice of evils law. He's not getting prosecuted only because he's an FBI agent.
Yeah.
So the FBI, he knows he's protected. So the FBI isn't not guilty here. They protect their people. Their people know that they're protected to do things like do backflips with a gun and then shoot the gun trying to pick it up real quick. So to some extent, they are enabling that behavior. Now, did this guy get an order from, on high that said, I want you to go do drunken backflips at a club? No. But he knows that he can.
Mm-hmm.
So to that extent, they are making it safe for him to do that, and so they do have some guilt here.
The spokesperson for the police in Denver say the agent might face criminal charges. But first, the police want to examine lab results to determine if alcohol was a factor.
But does that have to do with anything?
It shouldn't have anything
to do with anything. If I shoot somebody sober, that makes it okay? That's not how that works.
It's ridiculous. So there you go. That's the drunken FBI agent's story. You're welcome to share your thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation, a difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at pirateswithoutborders.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Like freedom. 855-450-3733. So whether you want to talk about the ridiculous FBI agent who's jumping around in a nightclub and his gun falls out and then he shoots somebody accidentally with it, or whatever's on your mind, we also talked about the Communist Manifesto here tonight. 855-450-FREE is the number. Also, we've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Plus, there's the Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. Also, want to make sure you know about liberty.menu. You head over to liberty.menu, and that is a site that people have been asking for a long time. It finally exists, and this one's actually worth talking about. There have been some attempts at doing a libertarian business directory in the past, but this is the best by far. In fact, it looks good, it's easy to use, and it works well. Go to liberty.menu, and you can get started there. It's free. So if you've got a business that you do, or more than one of them, you can add all of them, whatever it is you do, to liberty.menu. And then other individuals who reject the initiation of force and who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, they will find your business if they're looking for what you do.
It's free advertising for libertarians. End of story.
It's a no-brainer. Yeah. So head on over to liberty.menu. You can also use code FTL if you like, and you get a special Free Talk Live listener badge there on your profile. Again, free to use, so there's no reason not to get your stuff up there over at liberty.menu. Plus, there's events listings and digital content listings as well. So even if you're not an entrepreneur, you do other things, you can list that stuff too. Liberty.menu. As we continue here, big Supreme Court decision, which, Melanie, you said off the air, doesn't actually do anything.
Yeah, it wasn't that big. It was...
I've got a story here, and I want you to definitely comment on this here. This is from Reuters reporting a U.S. Supreme Court decision 7-2, so fairly decisive, where the Supreme Court today handed down a victory on narrow grounds to a Colorado Christian baker who refused for religious reasons to make a wedding cake for a gay couple. Stopping short, however, of setting a major precedent allowing people to claim exemptions from anti-discrimination laws based on religious beliefs. The justices in a 7-2 decision said the Colorado Civil Rights Commission showed an impermissible hostility toward religion when it found that Baker Jack Phillips violated the state's anti-discrimination law by rebuffing gay couple David Mullins and Charlie Craig in 2012. The state law bars businesses from refusing service based on race, sex, marital status, or sexual orientation. The ruling concluded that the commission violated Phillips' religious rights under the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment. But the justices did not issue a definitive ruling on the circumstances under which people can seek exemptions from anti-discrimination laws based on their religious views.
They didn't issue a ruling on that at all.
Okay.
Kind of the thing. So
you're just saying Reuters is incorrect in its
assessment. Yeah, and the media usually is when they interpret Supreme Court cases, especially like the most recent, like when they do it when they first come out, because I assume they don't teach case law in journalism school.
And they don't have attorneys writing these articles.
So,
well, what did they decide?
Yeah, not much. So what'll happen is a court will rule on a case that is related to some media-worthy issue, and then they'll just take the conclusion and act as if the court ruled on that conclusion. So if the media will do things like, if somebody sues for a car accident 20 years later and the court's like, oh, statute of limitations go away, the media will come out, court rules, you can no longer sue for car accidents. And that's just like, I mean, hate the courts all you want, I'll join you, but that's just not what happens. So this guy turned down a same-sex couple for specifically a custom wedding cake back in 2012 in Colorado, where at the time, guess what, same-sex marriage was illegal. I don't know how illegal it was. I don't know if it was just the we won't give you a license and recognize you, or if it was the you're committing a criminal act version of illegal. I don't know. But the state of Colorado themselves, while they were telling this guy that he had to participate in the same-sex marriage, was not acknowledging same-sex marriage themselves.
Huh.
He said in his defense to the board that, A, it went against his religious freedoms to participate in this, and that he would sell them other baked goods, but he wouldn't sell them specifically goods that were promoting a specific event.
Yeah.
which I think is a pretty good argument that a wedding cake, especially not an off-the-shelf wedding cake,
right.
does.
It's also a good argument that they weren't being told that they wouldn't be served based on their sexual proclivities or whatever mm-hmm. it might be, mm-hmm. Because he's willing to sell them baked goods. He's just not willing to sell them a custom wedding cake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, okay.
And he also told them that he did not want to do that. He told the board, not the couple, that he didn't want to sell gay wedding cakes because he thought that he would be participating in an illegal act. That is probably not true, but it is a reasonable interpretation for a layperson to make. If a thing is illegal, and I'm selling you items specifically to celebrate your illegal activity, I can see how people would be scared of that.
Congratulations on your lynching.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, the board in Colorado ruled against him. They told him, and this is not me exaggerating, they told him that he was comparable to a slave driver and a Nazi. And there's a quote in the case that says that. Because his beliefs, and they just kind of ridiculed his beliefs during the hearing. The appeals court didn't address it. None of the other members of the committee addressed it. The regular state courts refused to hear the appeal up from that, so the Supreme Court took it. And the Supreme Court basically said, you're supposed to weigh the rights, you didn't do that. You're supposed to weigh the right to be gay versus the right to be Christian. You didn't do that because you completely dismissed his right to be Christian. Which doesn't mean that they ruled wrong, it just means that they didn't say, okay, Baker, you can go on with your life not making gay cakes.
Won't this effectively stifle lawsuits surrounding gay cakes in the future? No. Okay.
Because
the Supreme Court obviously doesn't want to rule on this, right? I mean, they had every opportunity to say, hey, there's religious freedom in this country, and if you don't want to make a gay cake, a gay wedding cake, then don't make a gay wedding cake. You're just a jerk. They could have done that if that's what they wanted to do.
They could have, and there's almost, if you, the actual decision isn't that long. You'll get like a 57 whatever page document, but the actual decision is only a couple of pages.
Okay.
They say at the end, in my mind, it's almost like an invitation for people to keep bringing these suits, because you're like, we don't know how we would rule in the future. We have no idea. We'd have to figure that out later.
We didn't address these.
So then why did you take the case, first of all, Supreme Court? Because that doesn't make any sense. But they relied heavily on the fact that Colorado can't say that Colorado doesn't have... Colorado can't say that Colorado is not going to recognize gay marriage, but that a private baker has to recognize gay marriage. They relied pretty heavily on that. They also told him, I think the most interesting part was when they compared him to some other cakes that the same committee had ruled did not have to be decorated or baked.
All right, we can continue with analysis on this from Melody. She went to law school, so she knows a thing or two about these situations. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You want to weigh in, you're welcome to do so as well. And, of course, we should first just sort of generally talk about the right to discriminate. This is Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The man who police say murdered six people in Arizona has been found dead in a hotel room in Scottsdale. The assistant police chief, Rich Slavin, describing how the victims are connected.
He had a divorce situation back in 2009 and 10. And during all of that time, he was related to all of the victims' in some way.
The killing started on Thursday. Two psychiatrists, two paralegals, and two others killed. Jones shot and killed himself at the hotel Monday morning as the SWAT team moved in. Leading up to the summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un in Singapore next week, the White House says there's been no change in policy against North Korea. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
We have sanctions on. They're very powerful, and we would not take those sanctions off unless North Korea denuclearized.
The two plan to meet June 12th to talk about denuclearization. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Dial toll free. Bring up what you want. Our number here, 855-450, free like freedom. And you can take control of the airwaves. Also, via our Discord call-in line room, just go to discord.lrn.fm. You can hop in there, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
In fact, we're going to that Discord on-air line coming up here in just a moment. But I also want to make sure you know about Zencash over at Zencash.com. They had a bit of a rocky weekend in the world of Zencash. There was apparently what is called a 51% attack on the Zencash network, and there was some fallout as a result of that. So that deserves further discussion. And I do have a blog post about that from the folks over at Zencash, also a news piece from, I believe, Cointelegraph talking about it. It's not as bad as it sounded initially. It was essentially something that affected, apparently, one of the exchanges based on the conversation that was had. It was talked about in detail today on Will's show, Call to Freedom, over at LRN.FM in the afternoon drive show. And they actually had Rob from Zencash on the program to discuss it. So I didn't hear the whole interview, but it did sound like they were trying to get out in front of it, that they, accepted some level of responsibility for it, and they're working to solve the 51% attack problem. I'm not sure how they're doing that. As I said, I didn't listen to the whole thing, but have been made aware of this headline, and it's definitely not good news.
It's not good news, and the price isn't terrible. It wasn't affected terribly last I saw either.
Surprisingly, yeah.
Yeah.
So that may say that the market does believe
down a bit, but not by much.
That may be an indicator that the market does actually believe the explanation that they do believe that Zencash is going to work to eliminate these problems.
Seems like a buying opportunity to me
in the future, but Zencash is. it is a private currency. If you want to use private cryptocurrency, Zcash has some of the best privacy features out there. A lot of the smaller cryptos are subject to this 51% attack. And as I said, this deserves further discussion. Big cryptos, like established cryptos like Bitcoin, for instance, or Bitcoin Cash, not as likely to suffer from these. But again, Zcash is a private currency. It was made by voluntarists. They care about freedom, and they are getting out in front of this. And if we get the chance later tonight when we're done with the cake story, I'll pull up these blog posts because I do have them in my show prep. If you want to learn more about Zcash, you can go to Zcash.com. Once again, that's Zcash.com to learn more about it. As we continue here, Ian, Melanie, and Mark in the studio, let's go to Gene. He's the Christian anarchist on the line on our Discord server. Go ahead, Gene.
Yeah, guys, thought I would talk about some government regulation that is kind of affecting me personally today that All right. I'm not very happy with. And Sure. that is, you know, I've been flying and I have, you know, I had purchased a helicopter and I'm trying to get my helicopter license. And because of the FAA regulations, the guy that was teaching me, and I just finally got my helicopter back, so I was all excited. I was bringing it home, and I'm going to say, oh, I call the guy and have him come down here and do some instruction. And it turns out that he is no longer instructing because the regulations regarding the instructors, and he's an older guy, he's 69, so he only had two students, me and another guy, and his insurance came due. And because of the regulations, the insurance cost so much money, it just didn't make sense for him to continue instructing. So he's not going to instruct anymore. So now I'm stuck trying to find an instructor. And this is what's happening to general aviation throughout the country. The reason that the little airports are dying and the fact and so many airplanes are for sale out there is because the regulations are making it so that people can't jump through the hoops and make it economical enough to where they can actually fly their airplanes. So now you've got a glut of old used airplanes. That's why the airplane prices are coming down and young people are not learning to fly because of all the hoops they have to jump through to learn how to fly. It's all because of regulations.
I believe
and
it.
They're killing the industry. The whole general aviation industry is
dying.
Well,
that's what they want, right? The government wants to kill off businesses so there's consolidation, so there are fewer players. Ultimately, that way they can more easily control the fewer players that remain. And, of course, we've seen the big airlines gobbling each other up for decades and consolidating.
Yeah, that's kind of the point of regulation. It's not for safety or for standards. It's
right.
for artificial barriers to entry.
And this is one of the arguments I make among pilot people that I talk to, because as an anarchist, the best argument that I would make for government, if I were to take the position of government, and sometimes, you know, to strengthen your own argument, sometimes you need to take the other side and try to make that argument. The argument I would make for government is the FAA. They keep all the planes flying safely. You don't have too many accidents, all this yada, yada, yada. And you can't really argue that they don't keep things safe. They're doing a fairly decent job of keeping things safe. But I take the position that what would aviation look like today if from the time of the Wright brothers until today, we had zero regulation on flying?
Flying cars.
We would probably be looking at something more like the Jetsons than what we have today. We probably would have personal flying machines that would fly us from our front yard to our relative's front yard in relative safety. I mean, obviously, there's never going to be anything 100% safe. It's not possible. What we have today is not 100% safe. But what we would have would be so much more convenient and so much more economical than what we have today. I think it would just blow us away.
Well, we've actually talked in the past about the Mahler Sky Car, which was in development, in the 1970s, I think?
Yeah.
That's one example of something.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, that was something that it's working, right? Like, it's a thing that exists, but you can't buy it because the FAA won't approve you.
there are some being built today, but they're home built. You know, there's one called the Switchblade, and it's based on a motorcycle. It's going to be like a tricycle gear motorcycle, and it's got fold out wings. You can look it up on the internet. It's called the Switchblade. But it's the reason that it even has a chance of being built is because it's being built under the home built rules rather than the regular certified aircraft rules. Because if you've got a home built aircraft, you have a whole lot more liberty to do different things than if you were to make a certified aircraft. So,
it just sounds like a bad idea. Home built aircraft.
Well, that's what I have for a helicopter. It's a home built helicopter.
Terrifying.
Gene, anything else you want to share tonight?
That's it. I'm just kind of bummed out. I'm angry tonight. I'm pissed off at the Gunnermint. They screwed me again, and I'm just fed up with them,
frankly. Thanks for the call tonight, Gene. I appreciate it. That's Gene. Thanks. Sounded great there on the Discord on-air call-in line room, which you can join over at discord.lrn.fm. Here's the headline from Zencash, by the way, or actually not from Zencash, but in this case from bitcoinist.com. The Zencash network was attacked. This was yesterday via a 51% attack, which basically means that the person who's doing the attacking is able to control 51% of the mining power in the given network, which means that this essentially they had to like rent mining power.
Yeah, this is an incredibly expensive attack. Heist.
Right. So they spent a lot of money on equipment, basically, to pull off this heist in order to make more money on the heist itself. According to the story,
it wasn't a particularly amazing heist by the fact that, with all the work they put into it.
Zencash, according to the story here, is a proof-of-work cryptocurrency based on the popular Equihash mining algorithm, which is used by several other currencies, most notably Zcash, meaning there's a very large pool of total Equihash hash rate in the world that can be used on a variety of networks. Zen is a fork of Z Classic that launched using the same code base as Zcash. Again, all these cryptocurrencies, copy code from one another. Yesterday, the Zencash network experienced a 51% attack where one person or party controls 51% of the hash rates, which allows the attacker to reorganize the blockchain, in this case several times, with the largest rollback reversing 38 blocks. Now, the blocks are where the transaction details of any given moment in time are stored. And so this person was literally able to undo transactions because of this. We'll tell you how that works to create a robbery coming up.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything you want here in these remaining moments. We might have enough time for you if you jump on the lines right now. Ian, Melanie, and Mark in the studio. We're talking about the 51% attack on Zencash. This, I got the heads up on this. Actually, somebody tagged me on Twitter, one of our longtime listeners, and definitely was very concerning. Thankfully, once you learn a little bit more about it, it's nice to know that the Zencash team is, they care and they're doing things about this. We'll give you their response to what has happened. Zencash.com, of course, where you can go to learn more about Zencash. But what happened was yesterday there was what they call a 51% attack on Zencash, and that means that somebody at that time controlled 51% of the hash rate, which allowed the attacker, that's again the mining power behind Zencash, allowed the attacker to reorganize the blockchain multiple times, with the largest rollback reversing 38 blocks. Now, again, blocks are where sort of the blockchain is the technology that backs a lot of these cryptocurrencies. This is the revolutionary technology that generally is not supposed to be undone. Like, one of the selling points of cryptocurrency is that when you make a transaction, it's done, and it can't be undone unless the person who you've sent the cryptocurrency to decides to send it back to you. There's no pullbacks. There's no chargebacks. There's no undo button on most of these cryptocurrencies, unless you control the network, which is what 51% attacks allow you to do.
Right.
So this attacker was able to double spend what they call two massive transactions, 13,000 and 6,600 Zen, worth more than $550,000 at current prices, according to a statement made by the development team. Mining pool operators notified Zencash of a potential attack, and exchanges were quickly contacted and warned to increase their confirmation times. It was possible for the attacker to roll back transactions, but it's unclear what he did with the initial transactions, if he sent them to an exchange and traded the coins for Bitcoin or some other crypto, which, by the way, that has been made clear at this point. The folks from Zencash said on the air today on Call to Freedom that that is exactly what happened. He sent Zen to an exchange. The exchange credited him with having Zen in his account, and then he undid, or she, or whoever the attacker was, undid the transactions by doing the 51% attack. But the exchange didn't know because of the way these exchanges work.
Sure.
The exchange receives the Zen. They then just credit you with these tokens or whatever on their exchange. You're not actually exchanging the coin itself, supposedly, as I understand it. And so by the time he was done with the attack, he'd already exchanged the Zen on the exchange, and then he just undid it. So the exchange was the one who got hit. It wasn't any particular user outside of the exchange.
Right. And to some extent, that speaks to how exchanges choose to credit people.
Correct. And as they're pointing out here, if the exchanges increase the number of blocks required for confirmations, that would make these attacks much less likely. But anyway, going on here, the attack occurred over a span of about 110 blocks, meaning it took about 4 hours for them to get through this.
I will point out that when the Bitcoin maximalists, the BTC guys out there,
yep,
talk about the robustness of the Bitcoin network, and
yes,
it's
been around the longest.
Yeah, its ability to handle stuff like this. That's what they're talking about.
Yes, it would cost a lot of money. You almost couldn't spend the money possible that it would take to do a 51% attack on Bitcoin.
Yeah,
but on smaller currencies like this one, it's relatively simple. In this case, it cost the attacker, according to 51Crypto, a website that estimates the theoretical cost of 51% attacks, in order to show how simple it is to do in some of these cases. They say this one cost the attacker about $30,000. So this was a person who was so confident that they would be able to pull this off. They spent $30,000 in order to organize the hashing power they needed.
Sounds like a loss.
No, he pulled off a $500,000 heist.
Oh, so, okay, never mind.
Yeah, so he made 10,
I thought you said 15,000.
No, $550,000 at current rates is what he pulled in off of this. So, you know, more than 10 times of his investment. So this is now the fourth major 51% attack launched in just the last few months. Bitcoin Gold and Verge were a couple of the other currencies attacked, and they've sparked a lot of debate within the crypto community regarding, how these mining operations are set up. And so they go on just sort of talking generally about 51% attacks. Let me switch over to Zencash and their statement about this. They talk about how it went down, that they received warning of a potential attack from a mining pool operator. They immediately initiated investigation and evaluated hash power distribution. They also contacted exchanges at the same time to increase their confirmation times as a protection measure. Investigation showed the suspect transaction was a double spend, and they're doing at this time additional forensics and jointly investigating with the affected exchange. It says here that, according to them, is my money safe? Increasing required confirmations to 100 makes another attack highly unlikely. However, if you have any specific concerns about the general security of exchange platforms, please contact the exchange directly. As always, we recommend that users store their funds in wallets that they control, such as cold storage, with something like a Ledger Nano S or a paper wallet. The Zen team will continue monitoring the network and conducting forensic analysis with the affected exchange. All information gathered will be provided to the appropriate authorities. Zencash remains committed to ensuring the security of its customers' funds and recommends that our users contact exchanges directly with any specific security-related questions. Zencash also remains committed to providing timely customer service. Well, that doesn't really explain some of what I heard them explaining on the air here today with the Call to Freedom, and maybe we need to get them on the air to talk about this as well. Because, you know, talking about an exchange and, you know, what the exchanges do, I don't know if that's going to satisfy concerns here, right? Because a 51% attack could affect a lot of other people besides people on exchanges.
Need to bring up more secure nodes by the sounds of it.
Well, secure nodes aren't mining.
No.
So secure nodes aren't miners, as I understand it. Secure nodes are, I don't know exactly what their function is, but they are basically the equivalent of a full node with some sort of, you know, other aspects to it. This is a mining issue. And so they were talking about on the show this afternoon on Call to Freedom that there would be some way to make this more difficult to pull off, to somehow solve the whole 51% attack problem. That's what they said they're committed to doing. Now, I don't know how they're going to do that. I don't know enough about the technology. I'm not an engineer, which is why I sound like, you know, a fool talking about this, because, you know, I'm just sort of out here like shocked at this, although I shouldn't be, because 51% attacks are a real thing, especially when it comes to the smaller currencies. So I would say in this case, the best thing I can say at this point is buyer beware. You know, there's risk. There are risks involved, serious risks involved in cryptocurrencies, especially the smaller ones like Zencash.
Most of the most valuable things that happened to me in life were things that at the time were kind of shocking.
Yeah.
And I would have called them negative. But I learned from them, and I moved on. And that's what I'm expecting to have happen here. And, you know, if it doesn't, it doesn't. But I can tell you by pricing, that shows confidence in the marketplace.
Yep.
Pricing for Zencash hasn't moved that much over the past 7 days.
In the last 24 hours or so, 24 to 48 hours.
Right. So, I mean, you know, not that big of a, you know, big of a change. It's down a little bit, but not a lot. Single digits.
Can you get in touch with them, Mark, and see if we can get them on the show to talk more about this? Because, you know, we're just sort of uninformed, I think, at best. And I don't really feel like that statement from Zencash really explains, you know, what, if any, provisions can be made to prevent this from happening in the future. Because it's, you know, it's one thing to say, oh, well, you know, they targeted an exchange. But if they undid 38 blocks worth of transactions, surely there were transactions in those blocks that weren't related to the exchange, right? Unless there's like one transaction per block and there were just those two transactions in those blocks, I suppose that could have been the case. But that doesn't seem likely.
No, it doesn't seem likely.
To me. So, you know, I do find myself wondering if some other people got caught up in this and if they lost their Zen. You know, that's not cool. But, you know, again, buyer beware. That's, you know... There you go. Full disclosure here on Free Talk Live, or at least as full as we understand the situation right now. It's just to say we don't understand much about it, but we will bring you
more
information.
I've got it out here, and we'll try to get him on.
All right,
totally got him on. We can get him on.
Yeah, we definitely can. I had not gotten this news until late this afternoon, and so we didn't have any time to get anything scheduled. So we'll see what we can do about that. In the meantime, we will be joining you online, of course, where we have a Discord channel dedicated to cryptocurrencies. So you want to talk about crypto with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts, we've got that over at discord.lrn.fm. So hop on in there and enjoy the conversations that go on there. There's now a new troll zone, or not troll zone, but a toxic user zone, which our listeners have been having fun with. I've now set, as of this weekend, per request, I set it to not safe for work. So you can now pretty much post all kinds of unsafe for work things in the toxic user zone.
Horrifying things are happening in the rubber room for trolls.
Yeah, that was the old name of that similar zone on our bulletin board system, which is now retired. So check it out at discord.lrn.fm, and we'll talk to you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.